how to quench your thirst in life. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 360, titled, How to Quench Your Thirst in Life. I'm here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Happiness, contentment, and peace of mind are the most longed for and sought after things in all the world. And few there are who ever really find them. Few. And that is so true. All around us, people are searching madly for these precious treasures without success. Psychiatrists tell us that an ever-increasing number of people are aware of an inner emptiness in their lives. Their problems, personal and social, seem to increase faster than solutions can be found to solve them. And this all simply, rather, is this all simply evidence of the emptiness of those who try to live without God? Man's struggle for fame, wealth, and pleasure will not bring him the contentment and happiness that he yearns for. Allow me to repeat that in your hearing. Man's struggle for wealth, fame, and pleasure will not bring him the contentment and happiness and joy that he yearns for, or she yearns for. Yet with a restlessness that is pitiful to see, people are searching from one thing to another, always hoping to find rest and satisfaction in some future thing, accomplishment, or possession. The soul's thirst for God. There is something in the human heart that longs for fellowship with a God, and can be satisfied only by the Lord God Himself, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This longing is expressed in the Holy Bible in Psalm 42:1 by the psalmist King David. The Bible reads, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. he uses the illustration of the wild deer heart running from one dry water hole to another, panting for the flowing streams that elude him. This is a striking picture of the man who, without the Lord, seeks feverishly for something that will quench his inner thirst. However, only the water of life can quench this thirst. Jesus Christ said in John 4:14, "Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." But how may I obtain this water of life, you may ask? The Lord is the answer. Perhaps you are feeling today that you are too sinful and unworthy, and that God would never supply this water of life to you. But this is where the great love of the Lord comes in. For the Bible says in Romans 5:8, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." God offers you forgiveness and pardon through faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Romans 6:23 says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." Eternal life is a gift and cannot be earned by good works. It cannot be paid for. Jesus Christ has already paid it for you when he gave his life on the cross. The price was high, but it has already been paid. 1 Peter 1:18-19 says, "Ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Jesus Christ is our only hope for eternity. For we read in the Holy Scriptures in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Anyone who spurns the love of the Lord and his mercy is condemned. St. John 3:18 states, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." So how may I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior? How can I get my thirst in life quenched? This is the important question. In fact, it is a question of life and death. Eternal life or eternal death. The Bible, the Holy Bible, gives the answer in 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Jesus Christ died for our sins. 1 Peter 3:18 says, "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God." Jesus' invitation to us is, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So, dear friend, the choice is yours. Like the wild deer's thirst is quenched at the water brook, your inner thirst may also be quenched. The restless longing and searching will be over. It is very simple. Jesus Christ said in Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him." So invite Jesus Christ into your heart today. Call upon his name. Believe in your heart. Believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "And thou, you shalt be saved." These are beautiful words. The Holy Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you are willing to trust Christ Jesus as your Savior with all of your heart, and pray and ask him to save you, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did for you and for the entire world. He is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins and for mine. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And all you have to do is have faith in him, trust in him as your Savior, and pray and ask him to save you. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ Jesus as your Savior, and how to grow in the faith. Please visit GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract or pamphlet this podcast is based on is published by Gospel Tract Society, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at gospeltractsociety.org. And when you do, make sure you pass those tracts out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.